All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, I need you to hold this crowbar for me because we just broke into a Dave and Buster's.
Take that, Dave. I'm sorry, Buster.
Yeah. I'm so sorry for your loss, Buster. Everybody knows Buster was chased out of the business years ago.
Yeah. Send my condolences to the Widow Buster.
Widow Buster.
Widow Buster.
every Tony Stark with a gun. Like, it seems like it wouldn't be that hard.
Every Christmas is just the ghost of Buster visits Dave. Oh man, they disagreed on wing recipes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but since society is closed down, I figure we could get in here and scrounge around. I've restored the power. What I figured we would do is we would look around on the floor, grab one of those little pass cards that you get, take it up to the ticket redemption, and whatever we can afford with the ticket, that'll be the game we play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's bust into one of these machines that has the ticket thing and just get a lot of tickets.
Yeah, well, they don't have physical tickets anymore, Gary. They put it all in the card.
Well, I mean,
everything's on the card.
We'll bust into the machine and get a card that's worth lots of tickets.
I think that you really don't understand
the
way
big
Dave
ones
bust
in back.
Yeah, no, you're right. Shit, you read the schematics too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I prepared for this heist.
Okay.
I fucked the Widow Buster to get the secrets. It's like Fallout 2. It was like, the more Dino is forever.
The Widow Buster. Yep. Okay. Yeah. So, honestly, you're taking control of this. So, what's the card we got?
I don't know. It's just a card. Like, we got to put it into the ticket counter.
Okay. All right. So, let's see here. 42069. Nice.
Let's go up to the counter.
Okay.
And compare prices and then take whatever you want.
Yeah.
How about this game?
How about this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, this, the coin game seems fun.
Yeah, the coin game. I'd like to play the coin game. Coin game sounds fun.
I would like to play the coin game.
Yes. Give me the coin game, please. This is Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering. Been spending most our lives living in a griddler's paradise.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Need griddler paradise. Missing griddler paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do the next part, Cole. Like, I know these random catchphrases throw you off, but now you got to do the next part.
Okay, I'll do the next part.
This happened last time, too.
Oh, geez. Yeah, no, I was just riffing on. I forgot there was a structure. I forgot there were things we were supposed to do.
I don't know if I'd call what you're doing riffing on it.
No.
But just go into the next part.
Yeah, okay, I'll move on to the next part. So this week we were talking about the coin game, which is a Patreon demand by Mike. The coin game, what Mike has to say is come for the tickets, stay for the creepy child robots. Thanks, Uncle Phil. And I had no idea what that meant. I had no idea what
I do.
Yeah, because it's great.
I was thinking Uncle Phil like
in the Fresh Prince. Yeah. The most fresh of prints as opposed to the dried prince.
The dried prince. The vacuum packed prince of Bel Air. Now, this episode, to give everyone a preview, what I think, because nobody knows what the show will be like when we start it, is that it's mostly going to be spending a half hour talking about how good this game is and how cool it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not entirely that. I have a character I've been working on.
Okay, all right.
So in this scenario...
Okay.
You have not filled out your census, and I'm a census taker.
Okay.
Coming to your house.
All right.
And in this world, there's no virus, so I'd be coming to your house.
Oh, sweet escape. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, ready?
Yes.
Okay.
One second. Sorry. Oh, geez. Oh, boy. No. Shit. Yeah. Pop boiled over. Damn it. I'm going to be really angry at this guy. What?
Oh, hello, sir. Mr. Ross?
Yeah. What? Yeah, you ruined my lunch. What are you talking about? Come on.
Sorry to ruin your lunch.
Are you from the government?
The U.S. Census.
God damn it.
U.S. Census. Now, sir, it is mandatory that you do the census. We can get this done very quickly.
Who says?
The government.
Always the government. Coming
in this reality, the government's good, Cole.
Boston. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hi.
Yeah. Hey, do you have a moment to answer some census questions?
I suppose, since I'm not going to be eating my delicious soup. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll make this as soon as possible, as quick as possible, so you can finish up your soup. Question one here. How many people were living or staying in this house, apartment, or mobile home on April 1st, 2020?
One.
All right. One. Snoochie Boochies. All right. Two. were there any additional people staying here on April 1st, 2020 that you did not include in question one?
No. It's just me. I
live just the one?
Just the one, okay. Yeah.
One Snoochie Boochies.
You look familiar.
Do I?
Yeah. It's just something about you. Okay. Yeah, keep going.
Is it my gauntness?
A little bit. Yeah. And the beanie. Okay. No. It's I don't want to bother you.
I appreciate it. Let's just get to this because you have soup.
Okay.
Soup. Yeah. Is this house, apartment, or mobile home owned by you or with a mortgage and a loan, or is it rent? And the reason why we ask this is to produce statistics about home ownership and renting. The rates of home ownership serve as one indicator of the nation's economy. They also help with administering housing programs and making decisions.
No, I get it. You don't have to keep on. Yeah, I understand. No, I own it. I have a mortgage. Yeah.
An owner snooch to the booch. All right.
You keep whispering something that I can kind of hear, but it doesn't make sense. It's
just a vocal tick. We're allowed as census takers to express ourselves in small ways. Did you notice my button?
It says "Eat at Movies." I've never heard of that.
It's regional.
Oh, okay. What region?
New Jersey.
Okay. Wow, you're pretty far from home, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They bus us in.
Gotcha.
To do census because the thing about this area of Ohio is it's known as the Bermuda Triangle of census.
Yeah, no.
Nobody in this area does your census.
Yeah, so. Right. No, it's I like to think we all do our part.
Do you here's question four. Do you have any weed I can have?
Are you Jason Mewes?
Yeah.
Ah, damn it. I got a Mewes. Oh,
yeah.
Man, I liked you a lot when I was in high school. High five,
everyone
man.
Did. Snoochie Boochies.
Yep.
And
still doing that, huh? Yeah, okay.
That's all I had. That is all I had. and that's the T.
All right. Do you think Uncle Phil's Island is over in Jersey? See, there's some Jerseyness to this, right?
There's a little Jerseyness to this. This is great.
Yeah. When we get a suggestion or a demand like this, we want to make sure that it's, if it seems like it's going to be a backdoor waff, we want to run it down, see if we have to go to a second choice here or what have you. So I went and checked this out and I was like, oh, this is like it's like a simulator game. Okay. And I tried the demo. And I was like, you know what? Gary and I deserve a treat. So I was like, let's do it.
It doesn't matter that it's a backdoor waff because this is my kind of shit.
Yeah. And also in no world is this meaty enough to be a waff because it is like a ticket game simulator.
It's a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
Like
bizarrely more than
that. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in this game, there's two modes, only one of which it's early access.
Yes.
The only mode that exists now is called birthday mode. You play a kid. It's like an, Unity made, very Unity first person game.
Yeah.
Where you play a kid whose rich uncle has decided to basically like rent out, give you $50.
Mm-hmm.
You can get unlimited money and they've rented out like a Chuck E. Cheese.
A Chuck E. Cheese Island. Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese. Well, it's an island with multiple Chuck E. Cheeses.
Mm-hmm.
I will talk about the island in a moment. But, I thought it was just going to be the Chuck E. Cheese.
Same.
and I would have been pretty into it because I love ticket games.
Uh-huh.
And these are reasonable facsimiles of ticket games to me. Like, I don't think it's a perfect, like, skee ball simulation, but I also don't think that, like, a perfect skee ball simulation really exists.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably a VR version of skee ball that is more accurate than this, but aiming and choosing power, like golf, is basically what you can do for skee ball.
Yes. Yeah. You know? The most fun I've ever had with a skee ball simulation has been, like, on iOS. Doing like
I played that.
Yeah.
That game.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is similar to that. And you just kind of go around with unlimited money, do ticket games, and get prizes, and watch Tommy and the Ticket Takers, or Teddy and the Ticket Takers, the fakey Rock of Fire explosion with the Rasta banana on saxophone.
I love the Rasta banana.
And that, to me, that would be totally enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's a game right there. I would have tons of fun.
Yes.
They went so far beyond that, though.
Uh-huh. Like,
there's a whole town with multiple, like, there's this fun center. There's one that's a little bit more like a Dave & Buster's. It has a go-kart track and a laser tag.
Mm-hmm.
There's a boardwalk with rides. And then that's awesome. That's a layer of greatness.
Yeah.
And then the crowning achievement of this game is that there are no other humans. The world is populated by inflatable robots.
Uh-huh.
And large stretches of it, are you walking or driving in dark silence?
Yep.
Like, I found this game really scary at parts. Like, I went to the mountains, and I kept hearing something rustling through the brush, and I'm like, oh, this is an ARG for, like, a Five Nights at Freddy's thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I kept expecting something explicitly scary to happen, and it never does.
Just
eerie.
The sheer fact of how alone you are, you know, that everything about this island is run by automation, the fact that they're, like, everybody else is just, like, and they're not, like, humanoid robots or anything. Like, you're a fully articulated human. Everything else is running around. They look like bullet, like, they're a combination of, like, bullet and electric shavers that are, like,
those inflatable punching bags.
Yeah.
Those, like, it would be like an inflatable clown that you punch.
Yeah.
They're exactly that shape.
But they move around like on wheels. Yeah. They're on Roombas. And what's hilarious is, like, outside of each of these facilities is, like, they're charging stations.
Yeah. Like, there's a little bit of verisimilitude to it.
Yeah.
But everybody is that.
Uh huh.
You have mom. You're not like that. And you have a mom and you have a curfew, which isn't in play in this mode. But if you go to your house, it is eerie and empty. Like, this is this weird, like, Monkey's Paw Kid Wish game to me. Like, I wish I could just have unlimited money and just, like, go to Chuck E. Cheese forever. And it's like, we'll put you on a whole island there, but you'll never have another conversation with a human again.
Yeah. You know, everything, like, you eat, you can only eat things that you win with tickets.
Yeah. You can only eat, you know, junk food and Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
But you can play lottery scratchers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to. And it's weird. Like, the atmosphere to this game is surprisingly good and really unnerving. And also, I have that fantasy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the idea of just, like, being in a Chuck E. Cheese and having unlimited money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, good five year period of my life in which that would have been absolutely heaven.
Mm-hmm.
This scratches, but, like, it does double duty.
Yeah.
Like, fucking A.
Yeah.
Good shit.
You know, and just, like, the general, like, build quality of everything here. You know, we were talking about this last night when we were just kind of gushing over, and it's like, this has real Thief Simulator energy to it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Very, very much. Down to your, like, avatars, which, if you press C, because I kept trying to crouch, you go into free camera mode, and if you're looking down, it looks like you're a robot that just shut down. Like, you turn into your soul and fly around and see the shutdown version of yourself. Really, really weird.
Yeah.
There's carnival rides you go on, which you just kind of see in first person. Like, it's not that fun.
Yeah.
It's not very fun. I really wanted a haunted house to be in that amusement park.
Same. And not like a big haunted house, but one of those haunted houses that's dragged around to, like, a trailer. Like, a haunted house with a hall of mirrors kind of thing. Yeah. Right.
You know, that's totally what I wanted. And they could, you know, this game isn't done because this is the first half. And to me, even if we're doing this for the show, this is totally worth my $8.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to play more of this game. I think this is fun and weird mm-hmm. and I like carnival games, and I actually like this articulation
mm-hmm.
of these carnival and ticket games
yeah.
Quite a bit. Like, I think this is a fun version of Skee-Ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun version of the coin pusher.
They've got a lot of variations on the coin pusher here, actually.
Yeah. And it's not just the same, you know, arcade games in each place. Like, each mm-hmm. of the three major arcade locations has different games.
And they have different, like, mascots, too. Like, there's the Dave & Buster's one. It's like Popcorn Philip or something like that, who looks like a tumor.
Yeah.
Just to get like a
yep. big, Popcorn Philip was real spooky.
Yeah.
And that one, the laser tag, is actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
In this, because laser tag is cool.
Mm-hmm.
The go-kart is also pretty fun.
Yeah.
In that. But even if it wasn't just this, the survival mode sounds awesome.
So I wasn't able to like find a coherent write-up of what the survival mode is. This is obviously developed by one person. I don't know if English is their first language. But even if they did speak English, like, I don't know, a developer is not necessarily going to communicate that greatly about like what's cool about it. So like, explain survival mode to me. What is waiting for me when I definitely fire this back up in a couple of months?
Yeah. Yeah. So it just shows it on the mode if you just click on the mode.
Okay.
So basically the idea is, and there's also some stuff on the Steam page about it,
mm-hmm.
but basically the idea is, instead of you just having unlimited money, you start with your $50,
mm-hmm.
but you have to, maintain like your meters. So like, you know, your mom, you have a curfew.
Okay.
So you have every day, you have a certain amount of time you can be out. You go out and you, earn prizes, which you then sell at the pawn shop to get money for gas and food and bus passes.
So there are two things here that I want to call some attention to. The pawn shop, which is just mm-hmm. an empty room that has a conveyor belt that you drop your things into. And then
because it's a post-human society.
Yes.
Like, this is time enough at last. Like, very much.
Yeah. So I put some glow sticks into it and it gave me 50 cents a piece for it. And when you talk about gas, I was driving my go-kart around and I was thinking, oh yeah, cool. I'm just going around having these police cars blow through my car's model. I'm just driving and then woo, 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 and I stop because a police car drove through me. But then my car stopped. Like, what happened? Like, oh, you're out of gas. Fucking gas. So I had to abandon my car and walked halfway across the island.
Well, you can, on birthday mode, you have a limo that will pick you up and take you anywhere.
Okay.
Through your phone. And if you go to an amusement park location, all your friends come with you, you know, and it's like a party in the limo.
Friends.
Your friend bots come through. But if you go, like, let's say, like, I want to go to the factory,
mm-hmm.
you just go by yourself and it's really eerie.
Ooh.
Like, the limo is dark and then someone just lets you out and you go into the factory
mm-hmm.
that has teen bots hanging out outside it and no doors to like get in. And it's just like, it's very fucking eerie.
Yeah.
I scared myself more than I've scared my, like, a bigger jump scare than happened when I played Resident Evil 3 happened in this, because I was exploring the factory zone and bumped uh-huh. into a car that had a car alarm.
Oh, Jesus.
And I screamed.
Yeah.
Like, in my apartment. Like, it was amazing. Because I was like, spend the whole time like something bad's gonna happen, like this is clearly that. But so like the idea of having to manage all that stuff, like being, you know, one of those weirdos who professionally plays ticket games, because mm-hmm. those exist,
yes,
but just as a kid, and like keeping your junk food and Mountain Dew levels up, and, you know, keeping mom happy by going home, feeding your goose, you are a swan, you have a pet swan at home. That's really cute. Like, you have to give your swan enough swan food.
Yeah, I know.
And
swan chow.
Swan chow. And there's stores that are not open yet. So there's different kinds of pet accessories, and then there's going to be cosmetic
mm-hmm.
things like hats and stuff like that. Like, this, I'm like, oh, this is my Animal Crossing.
Like,
you know, this is my version of that. Like,
yeah.
I want to go play all these games and like maintain this little kid economy.
Mm-hmm. I want to find the games that are exploitable. Yeah.
Totally. You know, and like, just like, oh yeah, I can consistently win this game by doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I just got the alarm clock. I'm going to go sell at the pawn shop for $100.
Yeah. Whereas for me, after I bought those, God, I just love the idea of this. After I got those glow sticks, I sunk all of my ticket winnings into fake hot dogs.
Yeah. Yep.
I just love the idea. Like, oh my God, finally some food. You put it in, it's all plastic.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no non-nutritive food.
Yeah.
Like, all you can eat are the cheesy poofs or whatever.
Yeah.
They have in there.
Like, well, just the assets. I love the bag, like, the at the birthday party, it's the bag of cheesy poofs, but they're tortilla chips. They're like Doritos.
Yeah. Yep, yep. It's just, it has that cheap, that charm to it. But if they keep expanding this, this will be incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, when I first went, you know, like, I did the thing that I always do in video games, like, it positioned me right in front of the arcade, and I'm like, oh, what happens if I turn around?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm just gonna run into an invisible wall outside this parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you don't, and I was like, well, let's explore these grounds. And like, I jumped in the dumpster, and there were scratchers.
Yep.
In the dumpster, one of which was somebody threw away a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went up on the roof, and people were gambling, and one of the things that were still left in the pot was a bus pass.
Yep.
Like, employees were gambling on the roof. Like, I fucking love that, man. Like, yeah. Fill this whole thing with, just give me depressed small town that for some reason has three carnivals.
Uh-huh.
Simulator. Like, yeah. Let me go into the factory and stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's something, like, there's a weird, eerie Midwesternness.
Yeah. I think the eerie Midwestern is a good way to put it.
It reminds me of Chabanaw, Illinois a lot, which I mm-hmm. spent a lot of time in and lived for a little bit. Like,
yeah.
One convenience store, one pawn shop,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just, it's like Chabanaw, like Illinois, but with arcades, which would make it way better.
Yeah.
You know, but
no, just the, like, yeah. the weird little, like, depressed and depressing fun center complex over by Mohican here in Mid Ohio.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I was really depressed. You know, when I was doing my pre-quarantine driving, just like, I'm not going to get to see these places for a while. I drove over, you know, to a place, basically the place I described, you know, it was like the highlight of the summer to go there and ride on the water slides, which were just kind of built into the hill. But for the past 15 years, they've basically just been overgrown and rusting because the facility was, you know, left to rot. I went over this time. They tore it all down, Gary. They tore down my blighted water slides.
That sucks.
The assholes. That's... And they're building like a fucking warehouse there or something.
They shouldn't be able to tear down anything I liked when I was a kid.
No, it should be against the law.
Yeah. I'll vote for Biden if he makes that against the law. Yes. And brings it all back.
And gives me $6,000.
Yep. And Aladdin's Castle in DeKalb, Illinois has to come back, but also mm-hmm. be moved to Portland.
Yes. And they can't get new games. They can't put any of that Fast and Furious stuff. Mm-hmm. There has to be Soul Calibur. There has to be the knockoff DDR.
Yep. Yep. Virtual on mm-hmm. Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
This is such a laser targeted game for a certain generation. Like, one of the things I really respect about this is made by one dude
mm-hmm.
who was like, yep, this is the thing I want.
Mm-hmm.
And he also just happened to come upon the thing Gary wants as well.
Right. But just, like, you know? I don't, like, it's such a specific vision is what we're getting in this, because it's not just the games. If it was just the games, that'd be fine, right?
It'd be fine. Like, you know? That episode would be us saying, like, oh, like, let's talk about our favorite ticket games. And,
right.
You know, maybe tell the story of the Rasta Banana Friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's basically would be it.
Right. But here, instead of just telling the story of the Rasta Banana Friend, he has built a world where it's plausible the character you're playing as is starving. You attempt to peel and eat the Rasta Banana Man, mm-hmm. and you are sent to a silent trial that is presided over by one of those punch robots in a judge robe and wig.
Yep. That'd be incredible.
Yeah.
Like, give this, you know, and I'm looking at this guy's other games, mm-hmm. right? And they all have that kind of cheapness to them. Like Unity, you know, Unity racing games and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
With the one exception of Com Lathe Pro, which is a lathe simulator.
What a fucking, like, weirdo. I love this guy.
Man so much.
Yeah.
Like, devoted, you know, software.
Yeah.
Is fucking incredible.
Yeah.
In the coin game, there's a spot on the right side of your UI mm-hmm. that has a gun, like a grayed out gun.
Yep.
Like, you know what this is? This is my speed for my summer car.
Yes.
You know, like, it just makes a little bit more sense, and it's less about actually doing auto mechanic shit.
It's in English.
Yeah, it's in English. You know, it's got that going for it.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah, no, that there is a certain my summer car-ness to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Com Lathe Pro.
Like, I kind of want to play it. I don't know.
I'll do that. It's in this. Where is it? The brush motor technology. Where did I find it? True. Interactive simulation is an attempt to explore the art of maintaining and tuning an old-school brushed electric motor.
Jesus.
In the demo, you're a newly hired motor guy for a professional traveling RC race team. Had to perform the tedious task of getting the team's motors ready for the races.
So it's a car thing.
Make sure
you
read the instructions. But it's an RC car thing. Like, this is so small ball.
Yeah.
Like, I'm way into it.
The way that you describe, like so when you said, oh, it's like a lathe or whatever, I thought it was like, oh, we're going to be making some artisanal chair legs.
Yeah. which I also would like.
Yeah, give me that. I want to make the chair legs.
The developer is really active on Steam.
Okay.
Where people, you know, where he responds to people, and a lot of people are asking for co-op. Mm-hmm. If this game had co-op, like Tabletop Simulator, like fucking
we would hold
Playdate on this island.
Yeah, we would have Deckfest here.
that'd be fucking incredible.
Yeah,
like virtual Duckfest on the island from the coin game.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's amazing. I almost want to get like a huge like Zoom party call where everyone is playing the coin game in their own worlds.
Yeah,
and we just kind of pretend that the other people are one of those robots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the loneliness is a fundamental part of this experience.
Yes. Yeah,
but it is legit very good to me.
Yeah, and like people, you know, like you look at the reviews, it's rated overwhelmingly positive. Not just recently, but like overall,
it's all tens.
Yeah, it's all tens. It's all people saying, "Hey, thumbs up." You know, like talking about like how good the simulations are or whatever. But you know, I guess we couldn't go whole episode without talking about this. But like their episode saying, like, "Man, it's fun to go play these arcade games while I'm stuck at home." I'm escaping into the nostalgia, not just of the arcades and like midway games of my youth, but also the nostalgia of going to a place.
Yeah. And the it's kind of a fakey version of that because there are no people outside,
right? Yeah,
you know, but it does feel a little bit like a little virtual vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love it. Love it. I'm gonna play more of it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in the limo, there is a awesome like serial number filed off version of Scrubs.
What?
That's just the like ding 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 ding. Ding
oh, ding, the, ding, you like mean that, the music?
Yeah, the music.
I thought it was like there's a Zach Braff bot.
I'm never going to bring up Braffbot, man. I understand you're not up on Guppy lore, but I fucking hate Scrubs, dude. Will brings it up all the time.
Little like, Donald Faison bot, yeah.
Yeah, no thank you. Okay. Big no thanks. Fuck that show. Yeah, Will's constantly bringing up Scrubs for, being honest, probably because it bugs me.
Well, yeah, because that's what that show's about.
No, I know, but it's a different, it's not like a fun bug.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know. There's like fun ways to bug people and there's not fun ways to bug people.
But you sometimes need to be reminded that you can't do this all on your own. You're no Superman, okay?
You're no Superman. I'm no Superman. I'm no Superman.
No, who
can look at Zach Braff and be like, yes, to me, this is good. I like this man and I like his work. Who's doing that?
I mean, enough people that people still know his name.
Superman.
Yeah, no, I agree.
No Superman.
Yeah, no, it's a live action cartoon. I don't care for it.
Like, the only good live action cartoon is Gremlins 2, and possibly the second season of Scrubs, and that's it.
The second season of Scrubs in Toto.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
So we talked about the haunted house. Like, what are your fantasy additions to this game?
Let's see here. The haunted house was definitely there. Yeah, no, you go first.
Sorry to do that.
Yeah.
Batting cage.
Fuck. Oh, dude, yeah. Right? Batting cage. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mini golf.
Yeah.
No reason there's not a mini golf course.
Yeah. There could be a mini golf. I mean, and next to mini golf, you got to have the driving range. Give me targets
driving
to hit
range?
At. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Driving range, mini golf, batting cage.
Yeah. I mean, so you've got the bumper cars. What about bumper boats?
Bumper boats. I think there's
a little
boat
water
in the
cannons.
Game.
Okay.
I didn't get out to the pier.
Right.
You know, I think there is a boat because I was looking at the developer's website in his assets section and there's a boat. So I think you can go off into the ocean. I need to find the edge of this map.
Yeah.
Like if you can go off in the ocean, cause you can swim as well. You just walk on the bottom of the water, like a,
like
an animal suit of armor.
Yeah.
But I got to find the edge of the map.
Yeah.
But yeah, bumper boats would be awesome. RC racing would be really fun. And this guy's got tons of expertise for that.
Yep.
Already. That'd be real good.
Yeah. Like an actual casino would be good.
Oh yeah. Casino games would be great. Mm-hmm. There's a beer tent in the carnival that's for 21 and up.
Yeah.
And I think it would be cool to add, aging. Cause like if you're doing this as a survival mode campaign and you survive, like, let's say you're 20
mm-hmm.
and there's, you know, 10 days till your 21st birthday. And if you survive long enough, you get to open up casino games and the beer tent
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. I also think this would be a great, having a game room or actual arcade games, like make a bunch of like Space Invaders, Pong knockoffs and shit like that.
Yeah.
Superman knockoffs and actually have an arcade
mm-hmm.
and just make this like a virtual fucking child paradise.
Yeah. Well, like, well, I mean, and then I just want like that there are specific that there are specific coin games from my childhood that I would love to see replicated here. Mm-hmm. Like Aftershock. Did you ever play Aftershock?
Yeah, you have to tell me what that one is.
Okay, so what it is, the machine, it's like a pinball machine, but the table tilts away from you. You drop the coin in, and you can control the left-right tilt of the surface. The coin is going through this, what appears to be like a city, and there are lots of holes and, you know, like ramps and stuff
you can
go down. And it's shaking, right? And, you know, you're trying to guide it into high-value targets at the end, and they're like low-value targets. If you missed, you know, if you miss everything or, you know, if it falls down too early, I want that. Give me Aftershock, please.
Yeah. Cause there are, things that are direct, experiences, you know, they are like specific coin games.
Yeah. Well,
like
there's
Stack Up is on here.
Yeah. Stack Up is here. You've got the clown, the clown.
Knockdown Clown.
Yeah. Knockdown Clown.
Fucking love Knockdown Clown, dude. That's so even good. Though it doesn't have the air cannon.
Right.
Like you're in this one, you throw the balls.
Yeah.
But that air cannon, boom, it's like so fun.
It's got the reflex stopper like that. I love the design of that one, which is like the big bubble in the four spots around it. Yeah.
The thing where you squirt the water in the clown's mouth to make horses race.
Yep.
Which, like, that's a really abstract game now that I think about it.
It's not horses in this one, though. It's little Dachshunds.
Yeah, it's dogs. And it's not clowns. It's houses.
Yep.
But it's still also abstract.
Yeah. Like,
that doesn't make dogs move faster.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it's got all the things you love and remember.
Mm-hmm.
You have a room. You live in a garage. Well, you have a room as well in your house, but you have a garage like playpen.
Yeah.
Thing. I think that, you know, again, if I was just fantasy expanding this, having like the 9,999 ticket item being an Atari or something that you could set up in your homeroom and play like five little mini games.
Yeah. So I never got to my house because basically after my golf cart ran out of gas, I went to the bus stop and, you know, called the bus and I realized, oh, you can't just use the money on your card for bus fare. You have to buy the bus pass. And then when I turned around, oh, the bus had moved and I would have to wait for it to come back around again.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know about the limo. I never got to the house. Are there like shelves for you to display your stuff?
It's pretty empty, but there are a couple things like that.
Yeah.
And then you go in the house and it's dark and empty, except for your goose that when you come in, your swan rather, that like runs at you to say hi. And again, scared me pretty good.
I
was not expecting another living thing in this world.
Right.
But I can't get over how much I fucking love this game. Like it is getting places is boring. I can imagine survival mode. Like getting out and having to hoof it being very boring.
Yeah.
You know, because it is boring even, you know, if you don't have the limo, like the fast travel system.
Yeah.
It's boring to walk. Like I walked a long distance through the mountains because I was like, wonder what's up here.
Yeah.
It also needs a way to transfer it to daytime, like change the time, because the game starts at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
and the sun sets pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know, which is nice for like Chuck E. Cheese ambiance, but is less nice for like exploring the island.
Yes. Yeah, no, I just love the idea where there is no real food on this island, just chasing down seagulls and squeezing them, just twisting them so you can eat the meat. Yeah. Growing your little Martian potato farm.
What if they added a bowling island or a bowling alley?
Oh, that'd be amazing. I'd love that.
That'd be amazing, right?
Bowling alley with billiards and darts?
Ah, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm I'm very jazzed for this.
Yeah.
It is a weird, I'm surprised by how jazzed I am.
I mean, like, so what's happening is we're just like, we fall in back into the fun center, the fun center area. Cause I was going to say like, I would like, a better version of the basketball game. Cause you have the basketball hoop thing in here. Like, no, like what we're describing is like, in-person physical entertainment is fun.
Yeah. But I'll do the virtual version of it.
Yeah.
Like this isn't just, I don't just like this because of virus reasons.
Uh-huh.
Like this is a fantasy about having unlimited money and being a certain age and having a certain entertainment threshold.
So it's not just the fantasy about having the unlimited money and being in this place with no other responsibilities. The unlimited money comes to you by way of the money blower.
The money blower. Yeah. You get to get inside the money blower.
So,
which I've always wanted to do one of those with real money in it.
Yeah.
As opposed to tickets.
I mean, I've never even been in one with the tickets, but like fucking during middle school, when we would have the fundraisers, a minute in the money machine was one of the grand prizes. Nobody told you that it was just dollar bills and you wouldn't catch anything because it's a scam, right? Because everything about fundraisers is scams. But like, I don't know. There's just being in a room where a bunch of money flows around and you grab it is good.
Yep. Kind of fun.
Yeah.
The, did you go and do the laser tag?
Yes.
At the UFO place?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I ran the table. I wiped the floor with those things.
Oh, totally. Like, the AI is also could be improved.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want it to be real people or anything.
No.
You know, because then somebody's going to be really competitive about it and it's going to suck.
Yeah.
Like, if it's like, you get there, like, somebody's just dominating it like Counter-Strike. I do want the AI to be a little bit better because you can kind of basically just kind of can't spawn camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And hit these robots. Yeah. You can lift the robots up.
They're in your
way. One of the things I really liked was putting them in the dumpster.
Yep.
And then just walking back and forth.
I love that as a solution because they're milling around with no AI. They don't really care where you're at, except when they will gather around you while you're playing a game to watch, and you won't realize that until you turn around.
They're all there again, kind of scary.
Just standing there silently.
I like how they also know there's no announcement or anything that says that the Rock of Fire explosion is going to start, but they all just start gathering next to it. And those are some of the only robots with voices. Yeah. Except for the Carney bots.
Uh-huh.
Like the Carney bots also do authentic like Carney dialogue. Yeah,
but it's all one guy's voice and the lines are not quite right.
It's like Jindosh.
Yeah.
Like voicing all of the automatons from Dishonored 2.
Yep.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. This is the I didn't know I needed this.
Yeah. I had an immense amount of fun playing this game. And I know this is not a very digression heavy episode of Abject Suffering. This is a public service episode. These don't happen that often.
No, it doesn't happen very often, but like, it's only $9. Like I would say, get this, watch it.
Yeah.
It's weird. This came out like early in 2019. And if I would have, if I wouldn't have looked at it to see for the show, if Mike didn't recommend it to us, I would have assumed it was just a dumb, cash grab asset flip thing. And it's like not entirely not that, but it's,
I think there's too much passion behind it.
There's a lot of passion here. Yeah.
Yeah. just really, really, this is one person's vision, as we mentioned.
Yeah.
People, I'm looking at the thread that suggestions that people have had for it, and a lot of people want a movie theater.
What?
So you can like get a job and then like be in the movie theater and
tear tickets or.
I don't know exactly. A lot of people are bringing that up though.
Huh.
They really like the movie theater.
Weird
idea, but can you imagine that the movie theater, like some venture capitalist puts some money into this, or this guy just continues to make this.
Mm-hmm.
With our support, and the movie theater shows 5-minute parody movies where these robot bots like do Ghostbusters and shit.
Yeah.
And like 80s and 90s movies, like Angel in the Outfield, but with these weird anonymous carny bots. Way into it.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Yeah. No, play this game. This is a recommendation.
Yeah. I think this is really cool. If you got to spare $8 and it sounds cool. There's also a bunch of chat about making a VR enabled version, which I could see working.
Yeah, I could see that
because you're mostly locked into a game.
Yeah, no, that's something that I thought about, especially because I've been messing around with the VR version of Thief Simulator, which is fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The coin game. Thank you, Mike.
Love the coin game. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, this is great. I love this shit. Yeah. Gonna play more of it. This is, you know, we talk about the three reasons you stop playing Abject Suffering games, where it's like, you know, boring or hard or you get it. And this one I played for like an hour.
Yeah, no, I checked my play clock on it, 58 minutes. So
yeah, I did. Yeah. And I still have stuff I want to check out. So
yeah, no, I want to go check out the house. I like the only reason I stopped is it was late last night and I wanted to go to sleep.
Yeah. And there's not that much in the house, as you mentioned, but just use the fast travel on your smartwatch.
Gotcha.
You can go, you can go right there.
Yeah. But no, just like when I drove off in a direction and I saw a Ferris wheel and I'm like, huh, I wonder if they have carnival games, and they have carnival games. I was like, all right, yeah, this is good.
I was expecting the first time I went to a second location, I was expecting there to be the same games.
Mm-hmm. No, they're different.
Like I was like, oh, they're just going to have other copies of the games.
Mm-hmm.
But they do not.
Yeah.
So
love it.
Love it. Love it. Also, they can make it where you get to hunt somebody for sport.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean,
that's the biggest game I want to have added to it.
Mm-hmm.
The most dangerous of the games.
Yes. Yeah. I want the ability to harvest the kid bots for parts, make an ultra kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should be able to make some kind of robotic companion in this. Oh, that's just me asking for it to be less lonely, though.
Yeah. Don't do anything that would make it less lonely.
Yeah, make it more lonely. Pretty lonely. Somebody in the suggestion thing is talking about those little danger snake fireworks.
Hmm.
You know, those little nubs you set on fire and they just
Yeah. Why?
And turn into a little turd. I don't know.
Because they just want
that you had as a kid.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, but fireworks in general would be pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Like in this, like throwing cherry bombs and stuff.
Yeah. Or even just like a little fire
rockets.
Yeah. Like a little firework show you could control like down at the pier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other, I just real quick, cause we're getting to the end of this episode. I understand this has been mostly just like, you know, what Chris Farley show,
yeah,
you know, but, I love how everything is open 24 hours, which also adds to the spookiness. Like being in an empty carnival staffed by robots at 3 a.m. Is really spooky.
Yeah.
To me, that's weird.
Yeah. I just, you wonder if you're going to come across a Zoltan machine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just become a giant and like stomp across the island.
Mm-hmm. Now I want more curses. I mean, just we're creepypastas into this. Shit, man.
What if in Big, when Tom Hanks wished he was big, he didn't become older. He just became kid version of Tom Hanks, but like 9 feet tall.
Honey, I blew up Tom Hanks.
Yeah. And just like, ugh, you know, and just kind of walked around like comics, choose your own adventure. You know?
Just walking around still being wrong about Transformers, but you know, big, so you can't disagree with him.
Yeah, he just shows up. He's like, no one want to play Transformer building.
Hey,
like,
hey Gary, why when he gets big does he start talking like Frankenstein?
Because he's an idiot.
Okay,
because he's a little kid.
Oh, he is a little,
you know, and because he's big, he's a big monster now.
Okay, you know? All right, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Know?
You know,
I've got no more questions or complaints.
It makes sense. I also think that there's something to this game, and I don't know if this is actually true, that's like almost procedurally generated because it takes a long time to generate the island.
It's weird. Is
that about?
I have no idea. I wonder if that's just Unity.
Yeah. Yeah. It could just be Unity. So
don't know.
Thanks everybody for listening to this just recommendation, this miniature WAF recommendation review that he presents.
Thank you, Mike, for bringing this to our attention.
Yeah, appreciate you. If you like this show, you should patronize us. Go to patreon.com/darkfeedtv. We really appreciate it. As little as $5 a month gives you tons of extra stuff, including bonus episodes of this show, but also a bunch of other shows.
Yeah,
quite a bit.
Sometime over the summer, we will cross the 100 bonus episodes line.
It's like 50 hours of this nonsense. At least 50 hours. We appreciate it. You can also leave us ratings or reviews on Apple Podcast.
Please do. Jesus, they changed the order on me again, god damn it. And until next time, our usual sign off here. Please help me. When I died, my spirit was trapped between the layers of subsonic frequencies, and I can only communicate by altering the sign-offs of podcast episodes. Please, someone, anyone, help.